Every state sends two senators to Washington. But for much of this year, Florida has only had one senator casting votes. Republican Senator Marco Rubio has missed 29% of votes so far this Congress. Rubio was asked about his voting record on the Today Show, and unlike some of the others vying for the White House, he isn't shy about skipping votes.
The majority of the job of being a senator is not walking onto the Senate floor and lifting your finger on a non-controversial issue and saying which way you're going to vote.
We should cut the pay of elected officials that don't show up to work.
Presidential contender and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush took a swipe at Senator Rubio at a recent speech in Iowa.
I don't know about you, but this idea that somehow voting isn't important, I mean, what are they supposed to do?
Rubio's absentee record of 29% is the highest of the five senators trying to move into the White House. Ted Cruz of Texas and Lindsey Graham of South Carolina have both missed around 23% of votes. Democratic candidate Bernie Sanders has missed about 3%, and Rand Paul of Kentucky has missed 1.5%. Paul says it's important for him to spend time in Washington.
Well, I think my first obligation is to do what I'm supposed to do for my job to the taxpayers. You know, they pay me to represent Kentucky, so I try to be here for all the votes.
But every senator who runs for higher office misses votes. Former Republican presidential nominee John McCain says his voters forgave him for his time away from Washington on the campaign trail.
If you're running, you're going to miss votes. It seems that your constituents understand if you run a good race. they're proud you're the nominee, etc. You do very poorly sometimes, then you pay a price for it politically, but it varies from state to state.
Unlike McCain, even if he loses his White House bid, Rubio is retiring from the Senate, so he may never have to face Florida voters again. And that's causing some frustration amongst the state's Republicans, like Sarasota Congressman Vern Buchanan.
I do think that if you're getting paid by the citizens, people need to show up for their job. Mm-hmm. That's just my opinion. I like Marco personally, but that's something he has to answer for, and all of us do.
Pinellas County Congressman David Jolly says Floridians are currently being underrepresented in Washington.
As a Floridian, as a voter, I'd like to know we have two votes in the United States Senate. But again, that's between Marco and the voters.
Jolly's running in the Republican Senate primary to replace Rubio. He says even as he crisscrosses the state running for Senate, he still owes it to his voters in the 13th District to spend time in Washington.
I've made a commitment to my constituents not to miss votes. And frankly, not to stop doing a single part of the job that I was elected for. I asked people to entrust me to serve in the House of Representatives. That's my first and primary commitment, regardless of whether I'm running for higher office or not.
Rubio's also opening himself up to an attack from the left, which may come back to bite him if he wins the GOP nomination. The barbs don't seem to be bothering Rubio, though. He says the Senate is gridlocked, and he can better represent Florida voters on the national stage than in the Capitol.
My ambitions are for the country and Florida, and that's why I'm running for president.
With Rubio not seeking another term in the Senate, Florida Republican voters may be the only ones to let him know how they feel about his missed votes during the presidential primary next March. That is, if he's still in the running for the White House. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.